71. O thou beloved maidservant of God, thy letter was received, and its contents revealed the fact that the friends in perfect energy and vitality are engaged in the propagation of the heavenly teachings. This news hath caused intense joy and gladness, for every era hath a spirit. The spirit of this illumined era lieth in the teachings of Baha'u'llah. For these lay the foundation of the oneness of the world of humanity and promulgate universal brotherhood. They are founded upon the unity of science and religion and upon investigation of truth. They uphold the principle that religion must be the cause of amity, union, and harmony among men. They establish the equality of both sexes and propound economic principles which are for the happiness of individuals. They diffuse universal education, that every soul may as much as possible have a share of knowledge. They abrogate and nullify religious, racial, political, patriotic, and economic prejudices and the like. Those teachings that are scattered throughout the epistles and tablets are the cause of the illumination and the life of the world of humanity. Whoever promulgateth them will verily be assisted by the kingdom of God. The President of the Republic, Dr. Wilson, is indeed serving the kingdom of God, for he is restless and strives day and night that the rights of all men may be preserved, safe and secure, that even small nations, like greater ones, may dwell in peace and comfort under the protection of righteousness and justice. This purpose is indeed a lofty one. I trust that the incomparable providence will assist and confirm such souls under all conditions.